CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Vice President Kamala Harris has given the closing arguments for her campaign, saying of former President Donald Trump,
America, this is not a candidate for president who is thinking about how to make your life better. This is someone who is unstable, obsessed with revenge, consumed with grievance, and out for unchecked power.
Harris's speech took place at the same site where Trump spoke just before the Capitol insurrection in 2021. Tonight, he is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, telling supporters at a rally,
"They've already started cheating in Lancaster. They've cheated. We caught him with 2,600 votes. Now we caught him cold, 2,600 votes."
Lancaster County officials say while some registration applications have been determined fraudulent, the exact number of fraudulent applications has not been confirmed and the investigation is ongoing. The applications are not the same as ballots. Residents of the landslide-stricken city Rancho Palos Verdes in Southern California are now eligible for a voluntary buyout program. CBS News Los Angeles' Kara Finstrom says state and federal officials are making $42 million available for residents.
Ancient landslides here, which have been slow-moving, sped up in recent years, partly because of heavy rain, and that has led to catastrophic damage. Hundreds of residents are also dealing with indefinite gas and electricity shutoffs. Now, the funding available is enough to help about 20 of those who were hit hardest.
Rights group Amnesty International slams the Israeli parliament's decision to restrict operations of the UN agency helping Palestinian refugees. CBS's Holly Williams in Tel Aviv has more on UNRWA.
Israel's vote to bar UNRWA from operating in this country from where international aid is delivered to Gaza has been widely criticized by several of Israel's allies. The U.S. says it is, quote, deeply concerned.
One of the oldest peer-reviewed medical journals is out with a firm warning about climate change. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
The Lancet's 8th annual report on climate change found that in 2023, people around the world were exposed to, on average, 50 days of health-threatening temperatures made possible due to climate change. An extreme drought affected 48% of global land area. The combination of the two is causing more food insecurity around the world.
President Biden has announced $3 billion from his Inflation Reduction Act will go to modernize ports across the country to include clean energy infrastructure projects.
For too long, they've run on fossil fuels and aging infrastructure, putting workers at risk and exposing nearby communities to dangerous pollution.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I occasionally have nerve discomfort in my hands, so the things I love to do...
Let's play something, Grandma!
...became difficult as I got older.
If you have occasional stabbing and burning in your hands and feet, try Nervive Nerve Relief. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use. Say yes to healthy nerves with Nervive Nerve Relief. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Dying pays well if you're a celebrity. CBS's Stacey Lynn on Forbes' annual highest-paid dead celeb list.
Still on top, Michael Jackson.
You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
It's estimated the King of Pop has earned more than $3.3 billion since his death in 2009. Freddie Mercury remains rock royalty with about $250 million in his underground pocket.
You wanna have a
Matthew Perry makes the list. He's still earning about $18 million at the Central Perk in the Sky.
Oh, my God.
And Dr. Seuss would probably say, I like to be here. Oh, I like it a lot. Because he's got $75 million in the pot. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
American consumers are feeling a bit more confident this month as Election Day approaches. The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index jumped to 108 in October from 99 in September, the biggest monthly gain since March of 2021. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a little breezy, and mild. Lows only drop to the mid-60s. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, couple of showers in the afternoon, highs to the upper 70s and windy. Showers and storms for Wednesday night, colder Thursday. Currently at 75 degrees.
Hatred grow, put a little love in your heart. And
should look around. And if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart.
Park to the Wingspread Conference Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Tell me, what did I do wrong to make you stay alive? spirit. Plug in a tree when you get near it. Dig in the snow and the rain and a bright sunshine.
Always tuned to 1400 WRJN. Now you can hear the timeless hits on FM 2 in Racine. It's on 99.9 FM. In Kenosha, 98.1 FM. So whether it's AM or FM, you'll find them. Local news and timeless hits around the clock on WRJN.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Comedian, journalist, and fellow Midwesterner Charlie Behrens is bringing a live episode of his Cripescast podcast to the Vivarium on October 29th. Presented by WRJN and Civic Media. He'll be joined by Dan Schaefer, Civic Media political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area, to talk about why your vote is essential to keep her moving this November. Charlie provides the punchlines while Dan breaks down the key ballot issues. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Tickets on sale now at PabstTheaterGroup.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro, and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1,500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Work.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Game of love. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Whenever I see your smiling face, I have to smile myself, because I love you. Yes, I do. Give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door. But that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer, it can grow stronger every day. Whenever I see you smile at me, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. Whenever I see your smiling face my way, no one can tell me that I'm doing wrong today. No one can tell me that. We'll
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
WRJN. When the truth is found to be
the slumber of feelings that I've died if I never my womb. I touch no one and no one touches me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Vice President Harris delivers her closing argument in the campaign for the White House. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
She spoke in front of an overflow crowd of more than 75,000 people on the National Mall, where she drew contrast between herself and former President Donald Trump.
He is the person who stood at...